In our modern, technologically saturated world, we really only have time to use two of our senses, namely, our sense of sight and our sense of hearing. In fact, most of the way we experience the world today is squeezed into two dimensions and confined to a flat and glowing screen. In North America, the average child spends close to 7 hours and 50 minutes in front of devices per day. Astonishingly, adults can spend more than 10 hours a day on screen time, and this number is steadily growing. We somehow think that life is more complete when we are connected to our devices. It is true our smartphones, tablets, and computers help us to discover the world in new ways. We instantly get in touch with our friends overseas. We can search out tidbits of information in fractions of a second. And while we feel connection to our friends virtually, we also recognize that something is missing. We see their ghosted image, but not their full selves. We miss their touch. We miss their subtle odor. We miss the fact that we are sharing the same air, the same place, and the same moment in all of its immediacy. With the sheer amount of time spent in front of screens, we tend to forget that nature has graced us with these marvelous sensory abilities, senses that enable us to connect to the world around us in a deep and abiding way, and in a way that technology simply cannot replicate. Perhaps we intuitively know this, but mounting evidence suggests that time spent in nature enhances our physical and mental health. Just breathing in forest air strengthens our immune system. Simply seeing the color green releases serotonin, the feel-good hormone. Time spent in nature helps us to focus better, improves our sleep, and boosts our mood and energy levels. In a world where more than half of us live in urban areas, now more than ever we need nature. I hope this book will encourage you, your families, your neighbors, your students, and your friends to take the time to unplug from technology and plug in to nature through the wonder of your senses. I also hope these sensory activities will inspire you to immerse yourself in the natural world in both new and refreshing ways. Think about your senses as nature's pipeline, your most direct connection to the natural systems that sustain us all. To soak the world in through all of our senses takes practice, mindfulness, and deliberation. Some people have argued that in today's modern world, our children are suffering from a measure of sensory anesthesia, a dulling of their senses. Remember this: with time spent in nature, with all of our senses awakened and primed, we feel more alive and in tune with the world around us. Could it be that we, along with our children, are feeling a sense of loneliness and alienation because we feel disconnected from the very life systems that nurture and sustain us all? By immersing ourselves and our children again and again in natural spaces, we come to cherish them, not simply as places to go, but as places that we belong to. And in belonging, we feel more complete. It is my hope that you'll come to imagine these places as an integral part of your community, as part of your neighborhood. The Anishinaabe First Nations use the phrase Nui Kani Gana, meaning all my relations, to express their sense of connection to the land, air, water, plants, and animals around them. May we all come to view the natural world around us in this fulsome way.